ZipRecruiter.com/score.
Well, look who it is.
KFNC on Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media Station.
ESPN
97.5.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Way Back Wednesday on The Usual Suspects. We are all present and accounted for. We all have our lists in already, which is remarkable but true. And we're ready to see it through all the way till 4 o'clock. Fellas, what's going on?
What up, what up?
All good, man, in the neighborhood.
Yeah?
Yeah, everything's good. Had my fantasy draft last night.
Yeah.
Nick, you got yours tonight.
Correct.
Pleasantly surprised. Good group. All loyal listeners. Had a draft that went quickly. And we had some fun doing it. So it was good. Good time.
Yeah, you said y'all were done by like 8:50-ish?
Yeah.
That's about right.
Is it?
Yeah, because look, you only get 90 seconds a pick. So it's not going to take forever. There's some that'll do like,
but there were some
first
people.
Round is 30 seconds, and then you get into round 5 and it's a minute, and round 10 it's 2 minutes, and you'll get more time.
There was one guy that kept taking it right to the edge, and I kept going, come on now. But yeah, ours was kind of rapid fire. It was good.
That's good. Anybody make it weird?
Yeah. Yeah. And not for me, for you.
For me?
Yeah.
I wasn't there.
Right. So everybody was
there's always got
to
be one
putting like team names. And Jason Hebert sitting next to me, and he goes, hey, did you see the one guy's team name? And I go, no, I really wasn't paying attention. He goes, it's 90 in Barry's rear. And I was like, what? And he goes, yeah. And I go, okay, so who's 90 in Barry's rear? And then to double down on the theories of life with Barry.
On the weirdness?
He's wearing a jersey.
Oh, well, now, you see, that doesn't surprise me at all that somebody would be wearing
a Randy Moss Vikings jersey.
A Randy Moss Vikings jersey, and he thinks he's going to be funny with a funny team name. You know, this is the same. I just went through this on Twitter, too. It's like sometimes people don't know when to turn it off. You know? Sometimes people don't know when to just shut up or not try. Because a lot of times it's just dudes trying too hard. Like this guy. Like that 90 and Barry's rear. Dumbass. Like, what I know you think that's funny. That's actually pretty stupid. It's kind of childish and dumb, but okay. If it makes you feel better, I just hope you lose. I really hope you come in dead ass last
no,
place.
No, that's Clarence's role. I need Clarence.
Why are you hating on Clarence?
Oh, because at the listener appreciation party, when I found out that Clarence and Jason were going to be in my league, I was like, that's cool. And then Clarence flipped a switch, and he went to his big boss man Clarence moniker, where he started talking massive trash about how he's going to kick my ass and win this league and everything like that. So, just so you guys know, I had two strategies in this draft last night. One was, I'm going to try and win it,
okay,
if I so desire. The other one, which was more important, was, I'm going to make sure Clarence doesn't.
So you don't care if you win.
I mean, no, because
you just don't want Clarence to win.
If I win, I would pass the gift certificate on to someone in my
league.
You
don't get it if you win. It goes to second place.
Okay, good. But I'm just saying, if I won it, that's not the most important thing. But so what I did was strategically was I thought I drafted a really good team, but on top of everything else, I made sure that I got as many Saints players as possible just to kick Clarence in the nuts.
Now, I hope this scenario plays out, because wouldn't it be great if Clarence, it comes down to the wire for playoffs or whatever, mm-hmm, and Clarence needs you to beat somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's out, mm-hmm, right? So, like, him and another team are tied.
I'm playing 5 kickers.
That's what I'm saying. You just bench everybody.
Yep.
Just no roster that
Mason
week.
Mason Crosby and then, will be my quarterback
and then,
that week.
And then Clarence doesn't make the playoffs.
That's right.
I see your strategy.
Yes.
I don't hate anybody in my league, unfortunately. I can't do anything like that.
Yeah, no, he talked.
Nobody made fun of you or Nick.
And then he had the gall and audacity midway through the draft to be like, Joel, what are you doing? Why are you doing like, you know exactly why I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm like, all right, we'll see. And then I even gave him a tip at the end to get one of his bench players that he took from me. I actually didn't. So I was telling guys that we were openly talking about players and things like that. Uh-huh. And I was like, I mentioned a player and said, you know, he had mild knee surgery, but I think there's a guy that might come on late in the year and have a great year. And then Clarence took him and goes, yeah, Joel, I heard what you said, and I think you're right. I'm going to take him. And I'm like, oh, so you're welcome would be next.
So you're stealing my picks now.
Yep. Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah, I was looking through my league. There's no one in here that disparaged you. There's no one in here that disparaged Nicholas. You just have one dumbass in your league that thought it would be funny to take a shot at me.
And then I had people at the table trying to explain to me.
Yeah.
Part of the name, the 90 in Barry's rear, but it's really meaning like 90 in the rearview mirror. Like when you talk about it, I go, no, really? I had no clue.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that happened to me on Twitter this morning. I had to mute Clay.
Okay.
You know, sometimes people can't just dial.
Clay?
Yeah, I don't know his last name. He tweets a lot. And
you sure wasn't Tyler?
No, it was Clay.
Okay.
People just can't dial it back. Somebody had tweeted about, somebody made a comment about interracial relationships and how you have to really immerse yourself in the other person's culture.
Oh, yeah.
And be ready to fight their fight. And you and I are both actually in interracial relationships. And I tweeted out, I was like, that's weird because I've never had to do this. It's just all about our, you know, we love each other. The culture and stuff never comes up. Rarely.
Right.
It'll come up on occasion, but rarely does it come up. So most people are like, oh, yeah, that's cool. I get that. Not Clay. He's got to be like, oh, I'm really happy for you and Pac-Man. Like, bro, just give it a rest sometimes. Every once in a while, it's okay if I'm serious, and you don't have to say anything to get a laugh or a like. It's okay sometimes. I just, you know, but again.
One of you chases laughs professionally.
Again, it's one of those things where you have to know. You know what I did? When I saw that, I was like, all right, mute. I got to get off Twitter because I'm obviously not in the mood today. I'm in my feelings. I'm emotional. This is the bad part of being bipolar. I'm not bipolar, but well, I kind of feel like it. Am I?
I don't know.
What do you mean I'm bipolar?
I got 3 hours with you, so for now, no.
But I was like, but see, this is how you have to make a grown-ass man's decision to just step away from social media. Because I was like, nope, not in the mood today. So I'll tell you this. There's probably not going to be any tweets read from me. Probably no text read.
Really?
Yeah, not in the mood today. I'm not in the mood for dudes that
are
trying to be
off?
Funny or silly.
Because of this?
Just in, no, not the I don't care about the 90 in the rear thing.
No, I'm talking about the Clay
tweet. No, I mean, it was that and a couple other things where I was just like, you know what? This is one of those days where I just won't explore that. I won't look at it. I won't, because then I'm just going to be, you know, firing off at people and
like
saying
it.
Things that I'll regret later.
I honestly think you should consider that route. Because it is it is enjoyable, look, and entertaining.
I'm going to try to hurt feelings today. That's why I was like, nope, I'm not going to do that. We're just going to have a good time. We're going to have a fun show. I'm not going to hurt
you
nobody's feelings
for
today.
Come on. I mean, Nick and I would enjoy
that
it.
Was the other thing. I found out today is my 6-year anniversary in radio.
That's right. Congratulations. Happy anniversary.
Yeah. I somehow.
Did you get me anything?
Did I get you anything?
Yeah, I mean,
for putting up
couple,
with me for
yeah,
3 years?
Yeah.
No, well, I didn't even realize it. LinkedIn is the thing. Like, I just started getting notices from LinkedIn on my phone. I was like, what the hell is going on? And it said that I was celebrating my 6-year anniversary at Gal Media. So I guess this time 6 years ago, I'd rock the mic, and then we started doing game day with Shock. And so I was like, oh, that's cool. So I took a little screenshot. I was like, wow, time really flies. First two people have to post, AJ's going to fire you before year 7. I'm like, see, why do y'all have to be dicks?
Really?
Yeah. First two people. I'm like, why do y'all have to be dicks about this? Like, you just can't
just really
let let a man have a moment, can you? You always got to be funny. You always got to try to get that like. So I was like, that's it. It was at that point that I was like, no social media for me today. I hate every single one of these people. I was like, no. Nope. I tried to post two serious things. Two. How often do you know me to get serious on Twitter?
It's rare.
Rare. I tried two things. I was like, I hate y'all. I hate everybody. I hate Twitter. I don't know who invented Twitter. I hate them. I hate whoever invented speaking and language and all. I just hate everybody.
So it's at Barry is funny. And,
yeah, and it won't get read today.
713-780-3776. I suggest a text message if you want to get through to the show. That's our HRNP listener line. You can call that number,
too. You and Nick can read the text
messages
today. I ain't reading.
You're going
nothing.
To get that heat. If you text, we all may get a chuckle. So just consider that in the process of today. Nick, fantastic job as you morphed into Charlie Polillo again
today. Thank you, sir. I don't know where Charlie is, but,
Yeah, what the hell was that about?
It's the summer of Polillo.
He took off again today. He takes off again, I think, Friday.
I really think it should be called the Charlie Polillo and Nick Sharara Show.
Or at least Charlie and Friends.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Or it should be called the Occasionally Charlie Polillo Show.
Sometimes I'm not mad at that.
With Nick Sharara.
Or The Suspect. Just because it's awfully suspect how much vacation time that man gets.
Yeah. I didn't even realize you were doing it. I normally don't listen on the way in.
I found out yesterday, too, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I normally don't listen on the way in, and not because I don't love Charlie. Everyone knows I love Charlie. Everyone knows I love his radio. I've listened to him. I'm 45 years old. Charlie's been doing radio for probably 70 years now. Mm-hmm. So I've listened for my whole adult life.
You guys share shoes.
No. My foot's not, I don't have a big foot, but it ain't that small. Okay? It ain't that small.
Okay.
But I love listening to him when he's on.
We all give him a hard time, but I seriously give him, I don't know how much vacation time the man Lucky actually man. Has, but it is a ton.
He must have got, you know what, when he signed on, he must have gotten what they were giving Sean Salisbury for vacation. Because Sean had a ton of vacation, it seemed like, too.
Yeah. That's every time he goes on vacation, I think about Sean, honestly.
Charlie?
Yeah, because Sean Salisbury had, I think he had like 6.5 months of vacation. He only had to work half a year.
But you know what? I ain't mad at any of them. If you can negotiate that, if you can make that happen, good for you. Absolutely good for you.
Yeah, I mean, when you've been in radio a long time, too, I'm sure that's part of the negotiation process that you get it to that level. And
sure it is.
I mean, you and I were talking to Charlie the other day, and I was thinking he had to be close to being done with his vacation. He goes, I think I got a few days, but I'm going to try and use them before football season.
When I went to work for Halliburton as a project manager, I had maybe, I don't know, at least 15 years of experience in IT before I took the job with them, right? Maybe 18. And what Halliburton would do is they would give you tenure in your profession. So if you were in IT or project management, you would, so when you got vacation, because usually like here, your first year, you get like what, 2 weeks, and then your second year, you get 3 years, whatever it is. Most companies are like that. For your first year or two, you're going to get 2 weeks of vacation, and then years 3 through 5, you get 3 years, and so on and so on. But Halliburton, when they hired me, they gave me tenure for being in my field. I started with, I think it was 4 weeks of vacation, and you could buy a fifth week.
You could buy it?
You could have so much drawn out of your check throughout the year that would pay for another week off. So it was like you were paying yourself to go on vacation, but they would just take it out one check at a time. No, it was badass. Dude, I was off 5 weeks a year. I loved it.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, we're just getting started on the show. It's a Way Back Wednesday. We decided the theme should be songs from either 1997 or 1988.
Since that'll be the Texans record, one of those two.
One of those two, because we couldn't go to 6'10", because then that would be we were traitors.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't want to put that hell on anyone. So we went either 88 or 97. Nick, who's first?
I guess we could have done 79.
You are.
I am first.
Yeah, okay. So you just have to exclude one of my...
I think Barry I'll send you another one repeat.
Because Joel decided not to send his list to me, just you.
I didn't realize that. I thought I sent it to
I'll send you another song. No big deal.
For sure.
All right, I got hour number one. Nick, you got hour
Good
number
start.
Two.
Correct.
And Barry, hour number three. Songs from 88 or 97. And of course, this list is just outstanding. And again, if you want to reach the show directly to Barry, 713-780-3776, texting. You can call that number. It's the HR&P listener line. Or you can hit us on Twitter, at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at Barry is funny. We are the usual suspects. Coming back with a whole lot more, just getting started on ESPN 97.5.
G'day, Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, not for sale to minors. Website restricted to adults 21 and over.
Let's be real. Most smokers aren't looking for some overcomplicated vaping machine. That's why we created MyBlu. MyBlu is simple. Our pre-filled liquid pods mean there's no mess. One charge and MyBlu lasts all day. And with our range of flavors and nicotine options, you have a choice. MyBlu answers on what matters for smokers. Real nicotine satisfaction.
Find MyBlu in a store near you or order online. MyBlu.com.
Youthfulness, vigor, self-confidence, virility.
Guys, these can be yours again with hair restoration. Visit 975hair.com and get your hair back. It's easy with minimal discomfort, no linear scar, and you're back to your routine the next day. The best part, it looks natural because it's your hair and not a hair plug. Dr. Linville extracts individual follicles from the back of your head and transplants them to where you're thinning. He can even redraw your hairline. I did it, and trust me, my lady is very excited. 975hair.com, now offering discounted consults for ESPN listeners.
Accelerate your career with GEICO. Our Houston office has openings for positions on our claims team. No prior insurance experience required, and GEICO will provide paid training to prepare you for success. Associates selected for this position start between $16.60 and $22.17 per hour, plus a competitive benefits package. Awesome career growth awaits you. Apply today at geico.jobs/Houston and accelerate your career with this great opportunity from GEICO.
Come out and let loose at the newest, sexiest club in Texas. Penthouse Club brings a whole new level of excitement to Houston's nightlife. Experience Cirque-style performances and aerialists every weekend. Our multi-level club features a second-floor VIP section and private skyboxes with personal bottle service. Plus, our state-of-the-art sound, Vegas-style light show, and giant LED screens will enhance all your senses. Open daily till 2 a.m. Penthouse Club is located at 9930 North Freeway. Make arrangements for you and your friends to join us at penthousehtx.com. August 24th, we're celebrating our grand opening with Houston's very own Travis Scott, taking the stage at the sexiest club in Texas. Tickets at penthousehtx.com. Dress code respectfully enforced.
And now, a message from Vistaprint. This is a cow. The cow that made the milk that was made into the cheese that made Tober Dairy Farm into the talk of the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business like Tober Dairy Farm makes can last much longer, with the right business card to back it up. That's why Vistaprint is offering 500 truly personalized business cards, starting at $9.99. That's 500 cards with exactly the look you want for just $9.99. Plug your information and logo into hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company, or upload your own original layout. Pick from paper stocks like matte, glossy, or uncoated. You can even upgrade to a unique touch like rounded corners. The choice is yours. The time is now. I said now, not cow, Farmer Tober. Get 500 business cards starting at $9.99 with promo code 6767. That's promo code 6767 at Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint. Own the now.
I was running a 10K. At mile 3, I had chest pains. Lying in the ER, I thought about my dad. He had had his first heart attack at age 45. I thought about my life. I ate cinnamon rolls, I barely exercised, and I drank 5 sodas a day. I had 2 young kids. I had to clean up my act. So I started eating right, exercising, and I lost 40 pounds. I found my mission in life. I wanted to reward others who made healthy choices too. So I created Health IQ to save people who live a healthy lifestyle money on life insurance. It's simple. We start by shopping the top 30 life insurance companies. Then, we apply our exclusive Healthy Lifestyle Savings, which can save you up to 41%. Health IQ is the only company with these special rates. Go to healthiq.com/radio to see if you can save up to 41% on your life insurance. healthiq.com/radio. That's healthiq.com/radio.
The
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Here we go. Second segment of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Such a good show that Dell is actually still in the building and trying to get it over Nick's shoulder to see us and be a part of this because he just can't get enough of ESPN radio. That's the way Dell is. So always good to see Delvin Diesel in the house.
Just can't get enough of this funky stuff, huh?
Clarence just tweeted me, by the way, and he said, to make it so much better, week one, I play Clarence.
Oh, dun, dun, dun.
Now, should be fun.
Nicholas, do you have anybody in your league that you recognized?
Not from the names that I've seen, no.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe they are suspects, but I don't remember.
I think everybody in our league is suspects. I think they would all qualify because everyone at the table, like some guys are just more out front. Like we have a ton of listeners that never interact with the show, but they listen every day.
Absolutely. Right.
And they'll tell you as much. We learned that at the party.
Yep.
But there are some guys that like to, you know, interact with the show, and we love that too. We love the listeners that don't, and we love the listeners that do. So we'll know the Clarences of the world or the Titan Hugos in my league. But it doesn't mean that we don't appreciate the rest of them. We just don't hear from them.
No, everybody in my league came up to me to make sure that they said, one, that they listened. Two, they pointed out certain specific things.
How great I was.
Which none of that had anything to do with that.
Well,
One guy actually was from West Virginia, so he chimed in on our college talk the other day. And he said he's a rabid NASCAR fan and that no one else is. And when I said Trey's name, he goes, oh, no, Trey and I actually communicate quite a bit Twitter about that.
Bless his heart.
Yeah.
So you don't recognize anyone in your league, huh?
No, I don't have the list in front of me, but I don't remember. I mean, at least from a Twitter standpoint, I feel like I remember most of our suspects through Twitter.
Have you created your team yet?
I've signed in, but I haven't created my team yet.
Oh my God. You're drafting in about...
Shocker you do this last
six,
minute.
5.5
well,
hours.
Well, I got the app. I'm going to download the app.
The what app?
The Football Insiders app.
Nope. That isn't. Footballguys.com.
Footballguys.com. Yeah, I'm going to download that app.
But you need to have your team already created first so it can see the league.
I usually don't do it till right before the draft anyway.
You do it however you're going to... What's your team name, Joel?
I told you. Texas Hammer Time.
Texas Hammer Time. Mm-hmm. All right. What is your team name, Nicholas?
Team Nick.
That is the lamest.
I'm a yes man. Like on my Gmail, like when I was looking for a Gmail, I just went with the suggestion. I'm a yes man.
So your team name is Team Nick.
I haven't changed it yet. I haven't thought of. I'm doing this last minute.
Can we pick your name?
Nope.
Yeah, let us.
Because
do
it's
that.
Not going to be appropriate. Nope.
Why not? How about Charlie Jr.?
Nope.
No. Chucky?
Negative.
No.
I really have something in mind, but I'm
what not. What is it?
I'm interested. Nope, please offer it up for the peeps.
No, I think we should let... I'm not going to, but I think we should
no,
let
wait
the
a minute.
People...
You can't bring it up no, and then not say it.
I think we should let the people pick Nick's team name. We should give the listeners... So one of you are manning the text line and one
I
of you man the Twitter.
I exactly where you were going now.
And then, you know, we could get calls, but I think it would be fun to let the suspects choose your team name.
If it's something that's realistic, I would let them choose the name.
What do you mean realistic?
Like if it's like the, you know, Nick's Fat Latinas or something
nah,
like that.
No, that's lame.
It ain't gonna happen.
But
see,
I know
where he's going with realistic, so.
If it was fun or funny, what's wrong with that?
I think, Nick, if it's not offensive to you, and you, it's kind of like picking the theme for Way Back Wednesday.
I'll hear the suggestions.
Yeah, everybody suggest them, and then if he has one that he doesn't find...
But I don't want to give him... See, we need a more passive producer. We need somebody that's like, okay. I want it to be so bad that he has to look at that every week. And he's like, nope, I'm not doing
that. Well, the team will do that.
Takes all the fun out of it for me.
The team performance will do that.
Oh,
not
now
the name.
See,
look, you guys are basing my performance off that 1 year I played.
No, I know you know how to play fantasy football.
How did you play last year? How did you do last year in the leagues we had to do with listeners? And I don't know. I'm asking.
And the listeners, I didn't do one.
Yeah, we did. We all did. We did the suspects leagues last year.
I don't believe we did.
Separate
I believe
leagues.
It was the year before last.
Yeah.
No, it was last year.
No, we
were
in AJ's
separate leagues.
Pool, pick 'em pool, or whatever.
I was in the SB Nation Radio League. If I'm
well,
not
what
mistaken.
Was the one where we set up the hashtag TUS And we did.
That was when he was the commissioner of two different leagues.
Yeah.
I think.
That was 2 years ago?
I think so. I don't think it was last year. I don't believe so.
I don't believe so either.
I could be wrong, but I don't.
Okay. I thought it was last year. Mm-mm. I just know I ran the table.
I really wanted you to have an awful team name and you're not playing along. And I don't appreciate
that.
I'll
take
one bit.
Chris Davis already
I'll
has a suggestion on Twitter.
Huh?
Chris Davis on Twitter says Nick just needs to go with Slump Busters and call it a day. See, I don't think that's original, funny.
That's exactly what I was talking
about.
That's not bad.
You like that?
What's wrong with that? Every team goes through a slump.
See?
You could be the Slump Busters, where you go in and everybody's... I mean, if your team sucks, then you'd be their Slump Buster, because then they would be losing two or three games. They play Nick, they get a dub. What's wrong with that? Was he implying something else?
Not going there.
I don't know. What was he implying? I don't know.
You want to take Wes?
You guys have a dirty mind.
Wes has a fantasy football name.
Okay.
We're on the topic. Wes, what's up?
Just go with the Last Minute Men, huh?
Oh, there you go. The Last Minute Men.
The Last Minute Men or just the Last Minute?
Well, I mean, it could be man or men, either way. But Last Minute, you know?
That is sexist, okay. Wes. What about if you went with the Houston Roughnecks? Or the Shirara Roughnecks.
That would
like
be,
the XFL.
That would be stealing.
Was those not the worst?
It's not original.
Were those not the worst names you've heard?
I think they're really bad.
What's worse, the names or the logos?
I like the logo of the Roughnecks. I don't think it's terrible.
They stole the Oilers logo.
I also
That's
don't
all
think,
they did.
Well, and or Paul Wall.
Did they steal Paul Wall's
Paul
logo?
Paul Wall had that one.
Did he have an H in the
cover Derek? Where, yeah.
They also stole the Dallas Renegades. There was another Dallas team, I think called the Dallas Roughnecks, but they basically had this Renegades logo.
I heard Comets was runner-up, no?
I want to play this on the other side. They made promo videos. I want to play the two Texas teams promo videos, just the audio. It's awful.
Oh, good.
It's awful.
All right, we'll talk about that as your XFL Roughnecks. Are in the house. No, they're not in the house, but at least they have a name now, so we can identify them. So we'll talk about that. Got lots of other things on the agenda. Do you know, fellas, that the Astros are all-time favorites tonight?
Nice.
We'll get to that at some point as well. We'll keep flying through the show. Half hour gone and still plenty more to go. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I've been thinking lately, life is good. My husband has a great job and so do I. The kids are on track for college. I love our house. But what if something happens to one of us? The kids' college tuition would go away. The house would go away. Everything we've worked for just goes away. How would we pick up the pieces? We don't have life insurance. Can we even afford it? We can't just go on ignoring it.
Protect your family's future with help from Ethos Life Insurance. Ethos is life insurance built with you in mind. Straightforward, super fast, and affordable. The online application takes just minutes. There are no commissioned agents, and you'll get an instant estimate based on options that are right for you and your family. Ethos is the hassle-free way to get covered. It only takes a few minutes, so don't put it off. Ethos is dedicated to finding you the right coverage fast.
Thank goodness we did something about it. Who knows what happens tomorrow? Now I know we're covered, and I'm so relieved.
Go to ethoslife.com for a free instant estimate now. That's ethoslife.com. Ethoslife.com.
Hi, I'm Raymond Denon, Vice President of Optima Tax Relief. If you're in debt to the IRS, there's a lot you need to know. Starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, even take your home or business. That's all true. But it's also true that there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like us, the experts at Optima Tax Relief. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've resolved over $500 million in tax debt for our clients. We'll stand between you and the IRS and fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Scammed, fed up, burned, tricked.
These are some of the comments we get from the hundreds of thousands of people who call to get their free copy of my best-selling book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street. Hi, I'm Inc. Magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my book because according to Time Magazine, Wall Street's retirement plans and 401ks have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then, I've discovered a way to grow money potential double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. So when the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free book and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next market crash hits. Call 1-800-324-1818 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, when you call right now, I even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required, and I include the audiobook for free. Call 1-800-324-1818. That's 1-800-324-1818. 1-800-324-1818. This goes out to all the women in the world. You know it don't even matter your age, don't even matter your color. Your fellas, I forget about y'all. This is for everybody to like things. Just listen to what I'm saying and do it and take a chance. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
All right, half hour number two of the show. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We appreciate you taking us on the go wherever you may be in the big city on this Way Back Wednesday. It is Nick, Barry, and Joel in studio. I have hour number one of songs from the year either 1997 or 1988 because Texans are probably going to go 9-7 or 8-8, and 6-10 was off the board for obvious reasons. So that's the way we went.
All right, so the XFL released their logos and team names about what, a couple hours ago?
Yeah,
right around
about
11:30.
11:30. Yeah, 11:30.
Yeah. So the names are as follows: you got the Dallas Renegades, the Houston Roughnecks, the Los Angeles Wildcats, the New York Guardians.
Oh boy,
that's awful. The St. Louis Battlehawks. I think they just made that up. I don't think there's such thing as a Battlehawk. The Seattle Dragons. The Tampa Bay Vipers. Are there a lot of Vipers in Tampa Bay?
Maybe cars.
Has there ever been a team that was nicknamed the Vipers that succeeded? It seems like every time you see the Vipers, I feel like the Vipers would be a team in like Tecmo Bowl where you couldn't actually get an NFL name, and so they would just give you the Vipers, and you would create people that looked like regular NFL players.
Or if that didn't work for you, and this is just a rare random thought I had while you were talking about that, not that it would ever actually be something that would come to fruition or be reality. I could see it being like a minor league basketball team, maybe in the Rio Grande Valley, that might be the G League affiliate of the Rockets.
Yeah. Then there's the Washington Defenders. Okay. So, of all those, I think
there's a lot of recycled
the
names.
The worst, I think, is the Guardians, followed closely by the Defenders.
I think the Dragons are the worst because it's been overused.
Really?
Yeah.
All of these have that feel of not of being like secondary sport, like
absolutely
minor league baseball, mm-hmm. Rio Grande Valley, G League affiliates. Like, I feel like they didn't put enough thought into trying to come up with something that sounded professional. The only one that would be close, I think, would be like the Wildcats.
Wildcats is overused, though,
but not in professional sports.
I think Dragons and Wildcats is overused.
When is Dragons used?
Like you're saying, in a lot of look, having had
experience, name another team that's the Dragons.
I believe in arena football because in arena football, when we were in arena football, there's a lot of these names.
Right, but that wouldn't make it overused. It would just use once in arena football. There's no, what other Dragons are there?
There's I'd have to look them up for you, but there have been Dragons in the past. I just think when you look at it, it almost has a feel like a minor league. Like, if you really want this thing to take off and be like a big time sport, don't start off behind the eight ball because your names are just kind of.
So they have the Houston Roughnecks and the Dallas Renegades, and then they made promo videos for all these teams, and some of them are hilarious.
Okay.
Because they're trying to make the Battlehawks sound serious or the Vipers sound serious. And so they made the videos for Dallas and Houston, and here's what the Dallas Renegades XFL promo video sounded like.
Deep in the heart of Texas beats a different kind of pulse. A spirit untamed. A swagger that can't be denied. We're big meets bold meets badass. This is Outlaw Country, inside the lines. This is Hell on Wheels, between hash marks. This is their home on the range. The Dallas Renegades, Raising Hell, February 2020.
Coors, the banquet beer. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like it sounds like a beer commercial, not a commercial for a professional football team.
It sounds like the new Dodge Ram.
It's what? First of all, where did they get the drum solo from Phil Collins in the air tonight at the beginning? Did you hear it? It's all do 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 do. Look, listen.
Deep in the heart of
Texas. Out of nowhere, they just start going Phil Collins. No, keep going a little bit further.
Deep in the heart of Texas. Beats a different kind of pulse. A spirit right there. Untamed. Look,
no, keep going.
That did sound like it.
But keep going, because they keep doing it for like 20 seconds. They're just playing the little drums.
A spirit untamed. A swagger that can't be denied.
The buzzy hum sounds like they plugged in a neon sign.
It's just the weirdest thing that was the promo video, and they're trying to like...
Is Houston better or worse?
Are you ready for Houston?
Yeah.
All right. Here's the Houston Roughnecks beer commercial. I'm sorry. XFL football promotion commercial.
Resolute. Rippling with heat. Railing against fatigue. Unceasing and often unseen, they labor deep in the trenches. Mercenaries in the muck. Brawlers in blackened dirt. Not just for 3 hours. Not just when the lights are bright. These are the scratching, grinding, never-bending few. The Houston Roughnecks. Going to work for you. February 2020.
First of all, when did you voice that?
What?
Coors.
It sounds like you did your Morgan beer. Freeman for them.
Did it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Hello.
First
of all, the hell is rippling with heat?
And itching. Or scratching.
Yeah, no, the mercenaries in the muck. The scratching, grinding. Did someone get a venereal disease on this team? It's rippling with heat, mercenaries in the muck, scratching, grinding, never-bending few.
Maybe roughneck is not what we think it is.
Apparently not, but rippling with heat sounds like you didn't wear a condom and you visited a prostitute.
You said beer commercials. I said Dodge Ram for the first one. This one's Old Spice, because it sounds like a guy that's just really filthy, dirty, stinks, and needs a good bar of soap.
I don't know, but all of them are pretty hilarious in their own special way. But that was the two promo commercials or promo videos for your Texas XFL teams. It's pretty bad. It's pretty cheesy is what it is.
Yeah, I have a sick feeling that this is going to be the most excitement and the most we talk about the XFL.
And I feel like really all of the logos were clip art, that they just went out to Microsoft Word and they clicked on the little paperclip. And they were like, hey, paperclip, show me logos for XFL teams. And it was like, here's a Viper. And they were like, cool, we'll just use that for Tampa Bay. They're the Vipers now. Show me a Wildcat. Yeah, that's it. There's a Wildcat.
Like, you sure it wasn't just fantasy football? Because they do the same thing where fantasy football gives you suggested logos. They're pretty...
It was pretty
standard.
Bad.
Standard.
Yeah. I wasn't not a fan of any of it. And I don't... Somebody said on Twitter, like, man, y'all spent more time on this stuff than the league's going to be around.
It's probably true.
That's probably, how long do you think it lasts? If I gave you the over-under at a year and a half, what are you taking?
1 year.
You're going to take the under?
Make it through the first season.
You're going to take the under?
Yeah.
I'm going to take the over.
What was the other league that just folded?
The AAFL.
Yeah. The AAF,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That didn't. Well, that lasted half a season?
Yeah.
Did they crown a champion?
About 3 quarters after they got the one guy that threw all the money at him, so they made him executive
to get
director
the technology.
Of everything, and then it still folded, yeah.
And then all he really wanted was the technology of the league.
Yeah.
Well, they got Vince McMahon behind this, and he's got deep pockets, and I don't think Dick Ebersol is involved this time around, so we shall see.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of faith.
If I set it at a year and a half, I think I would take the under as well.
So there was at least one minor league team that was the Swamp Dragons. I'm looking at dragon logos, but yeah, I just...
It feels like it would be used more, but I think it's because you're thinking about it in terms of like video games or, like you said, fantasy football, where Yahoo or ESPN give you a suggestion.
I just think between the professional, but there's just not a lot of soccer and all these different leagues that they've.
But
had,
I've never seen
feel
dragons.
Like dragons been used. I just have to see if I'm missing something, because I've seen almost. I think I've seen that dragon like logo before. Mm. So. For whatever reason, Aggie Joe wants to get in here in XFL uniforms. Aggie Joe, what's up?
What's up, guys? Actually, I was wanting to get in on the logos. That Dallas one looks like one of the logos you used to be able to pick on Madden when you created your own team. But I like the Houston one because it, with the star on top, it kind of reminds me of the San Jacinto Monument. But also, I don't know if you got my text. I was going to suggest a team name for Nick be Team Unicorn. And you guys have a good day.
Appreciate it, Joe. I didn't get your text because I'm not reading the text line.
And that's not going to be a team name for anybody's team.
All right.
Can't do it.
I didn't notice the star at the top of the Houston Roughnecks logo.
Okay.
But now that it does remind me of the San Jacinto Monument a little bit. It's got the star up there, but it's kind of a throwback to the Oilers.
Now, did they release the
uniform? Of course it's red, white, and blue, because you could have no other color scheme here in Houston. It's always red, white, and blue, because we are America.
But here's the thing. That's what I was going to say. If they released the uniforms, I would think that they could win a lot of people's early attention if they went to Love You Blue. Or close to
Oh, they're
to
not going
to
do that.
I don't know why they
would be in for a court battle.
Well, that logo's pretty damn close as it is.
Well,
so you might as well put some Love You Blue on it, too, and see how it goes.
I don't know.
I'm sure there's plenty of shades that you don't call it Love You Blue, but you find a powder bluish, and you just go with it.
Okay.
I see how it goes.
I can see that. What was I going to say? Oh, I was looking for the other logos here. The Dallas one, though, I got to show you. There's a tweet on their Twitter. I'll find it at the break, but somebody compared their current Dallas Renegades logo with another Dallas team. You talk about lawsuit?
Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you this, someone was right. The UAB Dragons is exactly what I'm thinking about.
That's one
Alabama
team,
Birmingham
though.
Changed the No, but I'm saying the logo looks a lot
it does?
Like that logo.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So good call on the text line. All right, so we'll continue to roll on. It's just hour number one, 3 hour show. Plenty to get to. Astros, Texans getting ready for week 3, which is always a dress rehearsal, as they say, against the Cowboys. That should be interesting. Cowboys had a big signing yesterday. It wasn't Zeke, and it wasn't Amari Cooper, and it wasn't Dak. So we can talk about that as well. And other things, if you got something on your mind, you want to get off your chest, you want to join the show, 713-780-3776. HRNP listener line. Call, text, or hit us on Twitter. Usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Looking for a new laid-back sports bar to call home this football season? Our bar in Sawyer Heights is your spot. Lots of beer options on the tap wall, great pricing, a large patio, food trucks Thursday to Sunday, and plenty of parking. Catch the Astros playoffs at our bar, plus NFL, SEC, and NHL games. And calling all LSU Tigers, our bar will have sound on LSU games all season long. Located at Houston Avenue and Dark Street in Sawyer Heights, call our bar your neighborhood sports bar this football season. our bar, it's your bar.
Let's toast to 10 years of craft beer. Join us Labor Day weekend for the 10th annual Brewmasters Craft Beer Festival, labeled one of the best beer festivals in the U.S. and the most awarded beer festival in Texas. Experience 3 days of foam-filled fun and education, including rare and hard-to-find tasted first selections, Nacho Yordinary Tequila Tasting, Brouhaha Grand Tasting, and the Brewbacue. Make it a destination weekend at Moody Gardens Hotel, Spa, and Convention Center. Tickets on tap now at brewmasterbeerfest.com.
I was running a 10K. At mile 3, I had chest pains. Lying in the ER, I thought about my dad. He had had his first heart attack at age 45. I thought about my life. I ate cinnamon rolls, I barely exercised, and I drank 5 sodas a day. I had 2 young kids. I had to clean up my act. So I started eating right, exercising, and I lost 40 pounds. I found my mission in life. I wanted to reward others who made healthy choices too. So I created Health IQ to save people who live a healthy lifestyle money on life insurance. It's simple. We start by shopping the top 30 life insurance companies. Then we apply our exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%. Health IQ is the only company with these special rates. Go to healthiq.com/radio to see if you can save up to 41% on your life insurance. healthiq.com/radio. That's healthiq.com/radio.
Come out and let loose at the newest, sexiest club in Texas. Penthouse Club brings a whole new level of excitement to Houston's nightlife. Experience Cirque-style performances and aerialists every weekend. Our multi-level club features a second-floor VIP section and private skyboxes with personal bottle service. Plus, our state-of-the-art sound, Vegas-style light show, and giant LED screens will enhance all your senses. Open daily till 2 a.m. Penthouse Club is located at 9930 North Freeway. Make arrangements for you and your friends to join us at penthousehtx.com. August 24th, we're celebrating our grand opening with Houston's very own Travis Scott, taking the stage at the sexiest club in Texas. Tickets at penthousehtx.com. Dress code respectfully enforced.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling throughout number 1 3-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. If you missed it, we got into a little of this XFL hype. As the XFL has announced their team names and color schemes for their teams, and Houston Roughnecks it is. We also kicked off the show with some, let's just say, can we say contentious and pretentious tweets and
was
things.
Was it pretentious? That, I don't know that it was pretentious.
But we got some good responses. Actually, someone even actually 2 people actually tried to apologize for their efforts on Twitter that have gotten your ire a bit. But one said, "Damn, Barry, it's been 6 or 7 years since you participated on Rock the Mic. Time really does fly. It's been a pleasure listening to everyone on ESPN 97.5. Congratulations to y'all."
Yeah, 6 years. It's crazy. I would have never thought it.
Someone said, "Can you still sign up to join our league?" No.
No, that's
Nick. Your league's full tonight, right?
It is.
Everyone has created their team except you, right?
Oh, my God. Someone's got correct. A good name.
What?
What's the
so
name?
So I was reading some of these names, and we all were like, no,
preview
no.
on the fly. See? Good. No, I'm glad it's not just me. No. I think now you see when you man the text line how you have to do it, right?
No, because I was researching. This one popped as opposed to the other ones that I threw at you guys that were quickly rejected. How about, since we're talking about the XFL names, the Roughnecks.
The Roughnecks.
Oh, that's
like
pretty
that's
good.
That's actually pretty damn
really
good.
Good.
That's actually pretty damn
that's
good.
That's very good.
So there I you go, the Houston the Roughnecks. Oh, I totally. Like that one. Way to go, ending in 88-07.
I mean, it's not mean or hateful, so I don't like it. But
I think it's very well played.
Well, think of one that you hate, that you like, that you would consider. But it can't be something cheesy.
No, it's not going to have anything to do with the standard jokes that have been made a million times.
And speaking of that.
Oh, well.
Yeah. There's another one. Yeah, the peanut butter ballers.
See, we're going to have to let that
that's
go.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
You guys have got to get over that.
Got to move on. That joke was fun for a week.
No doubt about it. Did you watch the Astros last night, you boys?
I was there. I actually left early. I was there for like the first three or four innings, and then I left. First game, I left early, but I did have to leave early.
Okay.
I caught a little bit here and there. Had the workshop last night, so get to catch it. But how concerned should I be? I did see the bullpen bell the team out and
hold
down
ecstatic.
The fort.
Yeah, once Brad Peacock came back.
Oh, yeah.
He was just on top of the
world. El Jefe loves him some Peacock.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But yeah, I was like, oh, good. When I saw that Sanchez went out, I was like, oh, damn. It's bullpen time, and now I'm going to hear it from Joel as soon as they choke away this lead. And then no one in the bullpen gave up a run. And I was like, suck it, Joel. Yes!
Well, I blame the fact that they went other alternatives. They really nailed it down with McHugh and Peacock to soak up some innings.
Osuna was in there. Yeah, give that boy some credit. You know what? I'm honest to God, I was just glad that I didn't have to hear it from you today. I didn't care. It was just like, even if they would have lost 8-0, but all 8 runs were Sanchez's, I would have been fine with it. I just didn't want to be like, oh my God, I got to go in and defend this raggedy ass bullpen again.
Well, and here's what I'll say too. The one thing you got to give him credit for is Osuna's ability to absolutely come to a complete stop at the top of his leg kick.
He will,
and then still deliver a strike. And you could see the hitter that he got out for the Tigers was actually kind of ticked off, looking back like, that's just kind of bullshit.
Yeah, he'll vary his delivery. He'll give you a little, what's the dude's name? Tion?
Louis Tion.
Yeah, yeah. He'll give you a little Louis Tion twist. He'll stop at the top of the windup. He'll do all kinds of stuff to throw off your timing. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Hit the ball.
Now, here's the thing.
You're not supposed to
come to a complete stop at any point, but I think because his lower leg is still somewhat swaying when he stops at the top of his kick, that it's okay.
Plenty of guys come to a complete stop at the top. Mm. I'm not trying to rhyme either.
No, I think that, well.
You sure?
I think once you start your delivery movement, you're not supposed to stop it.
I would think that's...
We can look into that.
Especially, like, pitchers that come over from Japan and stuff like that. Because that's a deception thing that they use over there. So there are plenty of pitchers that will have a pause in their delivery.
But again, something
before going
is
to the plate.
Still in motion when they pause.
If you blink, does that count? Or you're just like, I'm still in motion, my eyes are in motion?
So we can look at that. But, I mean, I give Osuna credit for being able to deliver strikes and paint the zone while coming to a pause at the top to throw a guy's rhythm off. But overall, look, that's more of what I was expecting out of this team playing a team like the Tigers, is the fact that, you know, they just handled their business. They put runs on the board. They were hitting the ball solidly. But again, you mentioned Sanchez in his early departure. I'm not sure if this is more or less, hey, let's get you some time to just spend with Brent Strom and the staff and get you more acclimated, or is this legitimately an injury? Because after the game, they announced he has a pec issue. He's going on the 10-day IL along with Carlos Correa, who they're going to give 10 days retroactively to get over this back issue. So those two guys on the IL.
I don't think it's them, because you can get that time with Brent Strom during the day and meetings. You can go out and during practices or whatever. I think you probably legitimately have something wrong with him.
He says he's been dealing with it for the last 6 or 7 starts. It's just gotten to the point where something needs to be done. But I say to you, this is somewhat similar to what we said about some of the guys that had been scuffling in the bullpen, that we wouldn't
like
be surprised
and stuff like
if,
that.
Yeah, if there was a quote unquote injury, but it's just in order to get them some time to work on some things, check some mechanics, maybe some release points, work on some things in the minors, and then come back.
Okay. That very well could be the case. I'll take it at face value for now, just because he was part of a no-hitter. So it's not like he's been scuffling for an extended period of time since he's been here.
I would bet the pec didn't hurt during that game.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
So. That's a valid point. I got nothing for you.
So we'll see. And tonight's game is going to be interesting too, because according to Vegas insiders, it is the most lopsided game in recent history for a Major League Baseball game to be bet on. The Astros are -500 with Justin Verlander on the mound taking on his old team.
Wow, how bad is it?
That's what I said. It's -500 was the quote-unquote spread.
Really?
Yeah. So The Houston Astros are going to be the one of the largest favorites in MLB history with Verlander against the Tigers. They're minus 500 at Caesars. It goes as high as minus 550 at other sports books. If the price holds, Houston will be the heaviest favorite in a game in the last 15 seasons, according to sports betting database BetLabSports.com.
I'm sorry, I was distracted because there's breaking news about Mario Williams. So when we get back, we got to cover this. Apparently, he's arrested for trespassing and had a standoff. Yep. With his baby mama, so we'll dig into that drama on the other side. Anytime something ends up on TMZ, you know it's drama.
And I got some insight on that. Yes! Too. Someone texted me, but there you go. So if you're going to bet on the Astros tonight, odds aren't exactly
nobody
in your favor,
bets on baseball.
So. Oh, there are people, and not Jerry Bowe's people for sure. So okay, we got 1 hour in the books. We got 2 hours still to go of the show. Don't go anywhere. Before you head to the break, make sure you consider if you're taking a trip, whether it be for business and or trying to get the family on a quick vacation before school gets in full swing, consider besthotelrates.com. Quite simply, it's the best place you should go when booking a hotel because they've done all the dirty work for you. They have relationships already built in with 600,000 hotels worldwide, and they pass the savings on to you. All you do is go to besthotelrates.com. You enter your dates of travel and your city of destination, and just like that, boom, all these different hotels pop up for you to choose from. They're all clean, safe, your reservations are also secure, and they take care of all the details for you, and they save you money, which is always the most important thing. So check them out the next time you're thinking about making a travel trip reservation and you need a hotel room. It's besthotelrates.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame you, Don.